my utmost for his highest. October the 22nd. The witness of the Spirit. Paul tells us, the Spirit himself beareth witness to our spirit. Romans 8:16. We are in danger of getting the barter spirit when it comes to God. We want the witness before we have done what God tells us to do. Why does God not reveal himself to me? Well, he cannot. It is not that he will not, but he cannot. Because you are in the road as long as you won't abandon absolutely to him. Immediately you do. God witnesses to himself. He cannot witness to you. But he witnesses instantly to his own nature in you. If you had the witness before the reality, it would end in sentimental emotion. Immediately you transact on the redemption and stop the impertinence of debate. God gives on the witness. As soon as you abandon reasoning and argument, God witnesses to what he has done. And we are amazed at our impertinence in having kept him waiting. If you are in debate as to whether God can deliver from sin, either let him do it, or tell him he cannot. Do not quote this and that person. Try Matthew 11:28. Come unto me. Come if you are weary and heavy laden. Ask if you know you are evil. The Spirit of God witnesses to the redemption of our Lord. He does not witness to anything else. He cannot witness to our reason. The simplicity that comes from our natural common sense decisions is apt to be mistaken for the witness of the Spirit. But the Spirit witnesses only to his own nature and the work of the redemption, never to our reason. If we try to make him witness to our reason, it is no wonder that we are in darkness and perplexity. Fling it all overboard. Trust in him, and he will give the witness. For the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit.